From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. After more than 3 years in captivity, 82 of the so-called Chibok girls kidnapped by the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram have been released. Military officials in Nigeria say the girls were released in the town of Bangui near the border with Cameroon. The officials said the girls would be flown to the capital of Borno State on Sunday. A government statement said the girls were released in exchange for some Boko Haram suspects held by Nigerian authorities. 276 schoolgirls were kidnapped from Chibok in 2014. 57 of them did manage to escape early in the ordeal. Another 21 were released last October after negotiations brokered by the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Swiss government. Boko Haram has waged an insurgency aimed at creating an Islamic State in Nigeria. Thousands of people have died and more than 2 million have been displaced by the conflict. The top U.S. and Russian military officials say they have agreed to revive a previous agreement intended to prevent any mid-air incidents by warplanes from the two countries flying over Syria. Statements in Washington and Moscow Saturday said U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford and his Russian counterpart General Valery Gerasimov agreed to fully restore the agreement on using Syrian airspace that had been in force from late 2015 through most of last year. Earlier this week, Moscow had said that U.S. coalition planes would not be allowed in so-called de-escalation zones established in mostly rebel-held areas of Syria. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Overseas voting is underway for French citizens in the crucial presidential runoff between far-right candidate Marine Le Pen and centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron. In New York on Saturday, Salomon Azoulay cast his vote at the Consulate General's office in New York City.
I think it's very worrisome now with the extreme right, which is quite high in the polls, and we'll see what the latest result will show. So I'm very worried about this. I don't like the extreme. I don't think it's good for France. I think it's better to be moderate, and Macron can give the chance for France to be in the center, and that's what we need.
Meanwhile, a French government official says the state cybersecurity agency will investigate a hacking attack targeting Emmanuel Macron. The official said the Macron campaign had asked for the cybersecurity agency ANSSI to study the computer attack. A large volume of confidential data posted online near midnight Friday include troves of emails and accounting records from the Macron campaign. Because of French laws prohibiting any political discussions or campaigning for a 44-hour period until the polls close on Sunday, no detailed information was available about how damaging the hacked documents might be. Hundreds of women dressed in all white marched in Venezuela's capital on Saturday, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. Saturday's rally, led by opposition leaders and lawmakers, marched to the Interior Ministry to denounce repression over the past month. Police in riot gear prevented the protesters from reaching the ministry. Isolated clashes between protesters and police took place in Caracas. Protesters are demanding delayed state elections be held and that the 2018 presidential election be moved up. Maduro has accused the opposition of trying to stage a coup. At least 35 people, most of them young children, were killed after a bus carrying students lost control and crashed in northern Tanzania. Officials said the dead included 32 young students, two teachers, and a bus driver. The Pentagon identified a U.S. Navy SEAL killed while fighting the Al-Shabaab terrorist group in Somalia as Senior Chief Special Warfare Operator Kyle Milliken. The 38-year-old Milliken was killed when a U.S. aircraft came under fire while dropping off Somali soldiers at a target area about 65 kilometers west of Mogadishu. And Always Dreaming won the 143rd Kentucky Derby by beating out a couple of long shots. Look at Lee and Battle of Midway. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.